we're especially excited about is our one-to-one technology initiative in Springfield, where all of our youngsters, grades 3 to 12, have laptops. And, you know, we have two for one in every in K to 2, so a laptop card for every two classes. So we're really moving, and we focused all of our teacher training this year on quality instruction using technology. The kids really are excited about the technology. You can see more engaging lessons with technology. And I think the endless possibilities in what you can do with technology. So we're having all of our training for teachers, and we had four full days of training before the students came back. So this whole week, we have 4 days of training and a convocation and some other meetings to get ready for the school year with that heavy focus on not only the technology, but how to use technology to improve instruction and instructional outcomes for our kids. We're very excited about that project. No other urban center in the Commonwealth has gone as far as we have with the technology. And the research really supports that with a quality instructional program using technology, it makes a big difference in academic outcomes for kids. What's new this year? Well, we're very excited. We were able in June to settle the teacher's contract for 4 years. That was after a year and a half of negotiating. We're very excited about that because we were able, over the last two contracts, each of them for 4 years, to raise the pay scale in Springfield to the average or a little above the average in Western Massachusetts. For years after the control board, our teacher pay scale, especially at the beginning steps, was way behind those in Western Mass, and it was hurting our retention, recruitment and retention efforts to bring the best and brightest teachers to Springfield. So with this contract, at every step, our teachers are making the average or above the average in Western Massachusetts. So it's made a big difference this summer in our hiring and in, you know, cutting way back on the resignations. For years, a lot of folks took our training program. And we have 7 full days of professional development in Springfield and put a lot into training. They would get trained here, but then leave and go on to a lot of our suburban counterparts, very well trained. So we're hoping this really helps us with recruitment and retention, but we've seen it already this summer. So very excited about that because the teacher in the classroom, you know, has the highest correlation to academic achievement and outcomes for our kids.
Have you filled all of the teaching vacancies?
Yeah, we have almost no vacancies, so we're in way better shape than we were several years back with that. There's always going to be some because there's always some late resignations, but very few.
How is the district overall trending in terms of its test scores, its graduation rates, the other important things that you measure?
Very excited about that. Our dropout rate in the last 5 years since I took over as superintendent has gone from 10 to 4.9%, the biggest decrease in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Our graduation rate has gone from 56.6 to 68.8. Again, a significant decrease and more than the rest of the systems in the Commonwealth. And for 5 straight years, we've had better gains in achievement scores than experienced in the rest of the Commonwealth, if we look at the average. So as we were taking a very different and more difficult test last year, we were up in every area. So there's a lot to be really grateful for. And I'd like to give the credit to our hardworking teachers and principals and paraprofessionals in every school for their great work.
How about your physical plant? Are you opening any new school buildings this year?
Yeah, we are. We've done a lot of work with physical plants. We have a project now going in the north end of Springfield. We're going to be building a new Brightwood Elementary School. The current Brightwood Elementary School, believe it or not, was built in 1898. So we're moving forward to look for a site in North End, and the MSBA in Boston picked an architect for that project, and we're also looking at the possibility of maybe taking another school offline in the North End and you know, building two schools in one common campus and sharing a campus there so we can take a couple old buildings offline. The average age of the buildings in Springfield is 55 years old, like all the urban centers. What we've done also is we have a lot of accelerated repair projects, In the last 7 or 8 years, we've had $400 million worth of MSBA projects. So you see all over the city, you can see new roofs, windows, doors, heating systems, where we've invested in the structures of our schools. So you see, we've had over 23 accelerated repair projects. So you can see it not just in the new buildings like the Brookings, the Dryden that was fully renovated, the new Putnam Volk, and now the new Brightwood. Another piece of good news is we have also approval, and we're in the beginning phase with MSBA, to build a new school in the Mason Square section of Springfield, potentially replacing DeBerry and Homer. Homer School was built in 1898. So very excited about not only the new projects, but the other projects where we've invested in our infrastructure and improved a lot of the schools, like the new science wing at Central just came out fabulous. So we've really done a lot with MSBA, and we've done more projects with MSBA in the last, like I say, 8 or 9 years than any other school system in the Commonwealth.